Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday. When we're not talking to the chief, we talk to the both of them. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I know we're going to get to the First Amendment auditor stuff and the Escambia County Sheriff's deputy interaction with that person on Friday. But before we do that, because I know once we get to going on that, we're not going to want to come back and do anything else. Seems like it's been a, let's just say, relatively low news week for the police department, which I will take. But two things I want to talk about. One is Amanda Robinson's Officer of the Year, right?
Yeah, and it well deserved. Amanda is a very hard worker, one of the best investigators we've ever seen, and she's when she gets on a case, she's like a pit bull. She's not going to let go of that thing, as most of them are. So it was great to see her honored for her hard work, and which continues every day. If to know Amanda, that everybody.
All right, hey Mike, you back there, sir?
I'm back.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, so you were just talking about Amanda Robinson, how great she is as an investigator, that she's like a pit bull, she never lets go, and well deserves the honor.
Yeah, absolutely. And anybody that knows her completely understands that. It was a great decision. We were glad to see it.
The other one is that I think over last weekend, but you tell me if it's also ongoing or upcoming, there was some special enforcement, I think, with FHP for DUI and aggressive driving. Is that right?
Yeah, and we partner up with them. We've done this before, certain times of the year when drunk can peak, and that way we've got twice the manpower out there. We do it in various parts of the city, and I think there were 8 arrests made that night, and some other speeder charges and other things like that were made. And this is something that we're going to continue to do throughout the year multiple times.
All right, very good. Any other news I'm missing other than what we're going to get to talk about here in a second? Any other incidents you want to mention?
No, it's been quite uneventful, and we like that.
I'll take it. Okay, so Escambia County Sheriff's deputy was involved in an interaction with somebody who describes himself as a First Amendment auditor. I would just say, words I can't say on the radio, but a deliberate jerk, a dill hole, or whatever, however you want to say it. Somebody who is at the Islamic Center, outside of the mosque, basically, where the deputy is doing extra duty security. She talks to him and says, hey, why are you videoing? Which is perfectly, I think, and we'll talk about it, within, her job is to make sure that people are being safe, especially with, a religious institution. Then he provokes her, which is what he's trying to do, provoke, and, engage, an insult, and try to get her to violate his constitutional right to be on public property with a video camera, basically being a jerk, but not doing anything that rises to the level of a crime. Let's listen to a little bit of the audio. This is about 3 minutes in.
I know you were turning down.
Oh, you escalated it. Now we're going to play. Yeah, you haven't met somebody like me, have you?
I have. Plenty of. I've met plenty of before.
I know. Oh, you're going to call me names now, huh? You scared? Call backup.
I don't need backup.
Stop. Circling.
Don't touch me.
Did I touch you?
I can dare you to. Go ahead. Get out of the roadway. You're blocking the road.
All right. So it's a lot of this. It's lengthy. He's verbally harassing her, but right up to and not over the line of what would be illegal. And so let's talk about it a little bit because, Mike, you do PIO training. You literally teach other cop communicators and other cops how to handle stuff like this, right?
Yeah, and let me say, first of all, that, I try to stay in my lane and not talk about what's going on in other agencies, but I am 100% team Escambia County Sheriff's Office on this one and that deputy. They are a very professional organization, as everybody knows, and I believe that this deputy had just at some point just had enough things, yes, could have.
It's killing me. This is just killing me. I know Michael call right back because I know he really wants to talk about this. Let's listen to a little bit more of the interaction because what had happened is he was standing on the road videoing cars and then he kind of briefly stepped onto the property, but I think it was in the easement, so it's kind of like this not really their property kind of thing. And she had touched him briefly at one point. Or so it seemed that way. Not too much, but at least a little bit.
Go ahead. Get out of the roadway. You're blocking the road. Blocking the driveway. Oh man, I flew a long way to meet like you.
Perfect.
Got her.
Can circling me again?
Can touch me.
Did I touch you?
I can hear you too. Go ahead. I'm not scared of you either, bitch.
Did I say you were? You keep putting words in my mouth. You keep putting words in my mouth.
Me? You're gonna shoot me? Huh? With all that, dude, you're nothing.
So again, this is not a pleasant interaction, but that's his purpose, is he's trying to be that way. I think we got Mike back on the line. Third time's a charm, Mike. So you were in the process of explaining what you do to teach people to react to stuff like this.
Yeah, and the number one thing is to
all right.
Interaction.
Oh, hey, we got him. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Mike. We lost you there again for a second. I think if it happens again, we'll probably have to cut off the interview. I apologize. I hate to have to do that because I still want to hear what you have to say, but go ahead.
So you give them your name and badge number, and then you can end that interaction. Unless, you know, it's what I'm doing, legal or illegal, you can answer that. But once it becomes confrontational where they're just trying to get video in order to get clicks, in order to get paid, that's when you don't have to.
Yeah, it seems like silence. You know, like, as you say, my name, here's my badge number. I'm going to stand here because I'm working extra duty, you know, keeping security. But that's it. You don't even have to talk. You can be like the Buckingham Palace, you know, cops or the military. You can just stand there and watch. And now, right? Silence is powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what they're looking for because they get paid. I wish TikTok and others would quit paying people for stuff like this, but that's why they do it. You'll never see the ones where the officer doesn't say anything and there's no
right.
confrontation because they won't upload them. It's useless to them. So, again, I hope this deputy is back on today. This is just something that, you know, a couple minutes of training will take care of. And, you know, these people will not make any money if there's no confrontation. That's why you ones that where there is no confrontation. But there's videos of officers' conduct is just extremely wrong, and it's all over the place. And that was not the case with this sheriff's deputy.
You know, that's a great point, that some do it so much worse. And they don't show you the ones where they do it flawlessly. But, you know, unfortunately, as cops, you have to bat 1,000. And if you don't bat 1,000, you know.
And, you know, this is not just aimed at law enforcement. It's anybody. You have to understand that they do have rights. They do have the First Amendment right. If you are in a public place and your eyes can see, so can your camera on your. So
right.
You have to don't confront them. The ones that don't confront, if you go to, you look at some of these videos, there's 5 or 6 people in a let's say outside of a restaurant, and the only one that confronts them, they concentrate on, because that's going to get them clicks. That's going to make them money. If everybody
right.
stands around and looks at them and doesn't respond, that video will never even get uploaded.
There were a couple of questions that I had just about the particulars in this case. One was when he's circling her. If you're circling me as a citizen, I consider you a threat. I might well punch you. I mean, I'm not shooting you, not yet, but you're a threat if you're circling me. Am I wrong to interpret it that way?
No, you're not. And if you get within arm's length reach, that is where you can fear for your health and safety. And, you know, and looking at this video, I think the deputy handled that very well. She could have done more if she wanted to and chose not to. So if you're getting in someone's personal space, that's where you draw the line. If she was to go back to her cruiser and get in it and close the door and he
continued to be there. Yeah, no, I get. And like when we used to do martial arts, the training for us was always the first thing, if you're in a street encounter, I mean, you have all kinds of options when you're in a street encounter, but the first clearest thing you can do is literally just yell at them, stand back and leave me alone, hold your arm out. Not enough that you can be grabbed, but, you know, to create that this is the space within which you cannot come or else there's going to be problems. Because that forces them to then make the decision, either to touch you, to come into your space, or, you know, to back off and go somewhere else. And, you know, so that's what I wanted to hear. I was curious about that because it seems to me like that would have been the case. And if you're circling around me and I let you get behind me, now you really are a threat because you've acted in a hostile manner. And even if you haven't done anything that's physically menacing, you know, I'm not going to, in this situation, I wouldn't. And I would imagine an officer would actually be a bad judgment to let him get around behind him.